Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
As we've promised, based on the feedback we've gotten from you, our listeners, we are going to cover some non-COVID topics, the ones that are interesting, that grab your attention and make you say, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, how's this for a question? How awake are you when you are in deep sleep, when you are dreaming?
And can you interact with people while you're dreaming?
And solve math problems.
Really wild research out of a couple of different countries. We're going to connect you now to one of the sleep researchers involved. His name is Christopher Appel, and he has a really unique glimpse into our dreaming selves.
Science Unscripted.
Yeah, so I'm Christopher Appel, or Dr. Christopher Appel. I'm a sleep researcher from University of Osnabrück in Germany, and also from the Institute of Sleep and Dream Technologies in Hamburg. And I've just finished a study together with colleagues from US, France, and Netherlands on how to interact and communicate with sleeping people in the sleep laboratory.
So, Christopher, did I understand the chief conclusion from your study correctly? You were able to communicate with people who were asleep and dreaming?
Exactly. So we had people in the sleep laboratory, and they were sound asleep. And during REM sleep, they were able to communicate with us. So we asked them questions, and they were able to answer while staying asleep. So they didn't wake up in between. They just answered our math questions, for example, or yes-no questions, like, for example, do you like chocolate? They answered that.
How did they answer? They were sound asleep.
Exactly. So that was like math questions like 1 plus 2 or 7 minus 4, something like that. And we asked them that, and they answered by using either eye movements, which can be controlled from within a dream, or with facial muscle contractions.
What does this suggest about the level of consciousness of someone in deep sleep? A math problem, you need to be conscious to be able to solve that.
Yeah, so this is basically the main difference between these lucid dreams and normal dreams. So in these lucid dreams, you are aware of the fact that you are inside a dream. You have high consciousness of yourself, where you are, what you are doing, that all this is just in your head and not the real world. And so that's why we use this special type of dreams.
And how much more sophisticated could the questions become?
So at the moment, this study was just yes-no questions. For example, like I said, do you like chocolate, or do you speak Spanish? But also, we also used in the German part of the study Morse-coded math problems. So for example, if you have the question 1 plus 2, this would be in Morse code. It would be for the 1. There's a sign for that, which is short, long, 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 long. And for the plus and for the 2, there are different Morse codes. And so basically, this is already quite sophisticated to get this into a dream and have the dreamer realize, okay, this is a Morse code, and I can now decode this inside my dream. And okay, this means 1 plus 2. And okay, now I send the answer 3 back to the waking world.
So you had 36 sleeping people that you were asking questions of. What was the funniest response that you got from any of those?
Yeah, so one example was a dream that was it wasn't a successful communication, but the dream itself was very interesting. So there was one girl who invented a drinking game during sleep. So basically, she went to a discotheque with her friends inside her dream, and then they just started inventing a drinking game, which was called Alpha Beta. They called it. It was very silly, very, very stupid drinking game. So they had to say the words alpha, beta, alpha, beta, alpha, beta, alternating, like as long as they could. And once they made a mistake, like saying alpha, alpha, for example, or whatever, then they had to drink a shot. But and it's very stupid game, but it's very, it's a big surprise and very nice to listen to this dream report at 6 a.m. in the morning when you're as a sleep researcher all night being awake. And then suddenly there's this sort of dream report of a drinking game that was just invented inside a dream, which yeah, was really fun.
And did she get the math problem right?
parts of it. So not complete math problems, but she could identify, for example, if there was the question 3 plus 2, maybe she remembered or understood the 2 of this math problem, but not the complete question. So she couldn't answer it completely. And also in another case, she unfortunately woke up before she could answer because she was very excited and she realized, oh, this is the math problem and I understood it and now I can send the answer. Oh, now I'm awake now. So that's, of course, this happens also. And just shows that there's more research needed to find more reliable ways and better ways how to do this.
What does this teach us? I'm trying to extrapolate from this research and go into the real world into a situation where would this help people? Does this lead us, I don't know, to think about sleep and dreaming differently? Should I be listening to podcasts like Science Unscripted while I'm lucid dreaming so that I can get even more information during the night? What do we do with this?
Yeah, for example, if you like, you can listen to this podcast during sleep. First of all, the results are important, of course, for dream research, because now for the first time it's possible to analyze and investigate dreaming while it takes place. So before, we had to rely on dream reports, we had to trust what people report after they wake up, and also what they memorize, what they're able to remember from their dream. And also, of course, applications of all this. So, for example, if you think about learning during sleep, if you have to learn your vocabulary for the vocabulary test next day during wakefulness, maybe it's nicer to learn the vocabulary during sleep and just do something more nice during the day, right? So that might be one application that's coming closer in the next years. And also for entertainment, for example, or for also psychotherapy and nightmare treatment and all this stuff. There's huge potential and all sorts of applications that need to be discovered and researched now.
And again, that was Christopher Appel, a sleep researcher typically based in Osnabrück, but talking to us there from Hamburg, Germany.
Let me jump in on what he said there at the end. That you can study while you're sleeping?
Well, this is the dream. Again,
just turn on anything and you'll remember it, memorize it while you're sleeping?
If that is true.
Yes!
If that is true, it is a miracle for college students and high school students everywhere. And secondly, it leads me to imagine a world in the future where they look back at us now having to waste our daylight hours packing information into
as
our brains.
Absolute fools. Because that will revolutionize the entire process of learning.
We will get a lot more educated. I hope that happens. Any questions, su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.